Well, it should say here that the obvious way of solving this problem, if I was writing in Fortran 77 or in some standard language, is just to do a do loop over I and then do loop over j, which goes from 1 to I minus 1. So you just do the triangular sum. So that's if you were just sitting there programming it sequentially, that's how you would do it. However, if you look at that sequential algorithm, it's not easy to parallelize it. So the way we're going to do it is a way that makes it much clearer. It's a way that naturally implements parallelism. And if you think about the parallel algorithm, which we'll mention a little later on, we're going to have to use data parallelism. So that means we're going to put the particles we're going to take the particles and divide them up into groups and put with n proc processors, one over n proc of the processor of the particles on each processor. But now think about Newton's law, that I interacting with J is the same as J interacting with I, and we want to avoid calculating it. So that's sort of non-trivial, because the force of I on J is calculated on the processor which I lives in, and the force of J on the force of I on J is calculating the processor which J lives in. That's the owner computes rule. The force of J on I is calculating the processor which I lives in. Those are different processors.